Welcome. Good morning. We are gathered together for our church service. Last week we met online, and we're going to meet online again today. I've asked Ed and Connie Whitaker to come and play and sing this morning, and Deb's in the sound booth recording there for us. We're going to sing a few songs, and then I'm going to share some scripture. Got a couple more songs to play, and then we'll pray, and that'll be the service for today. Let's just begin with prayer and ask God to bless and meet with us. Father, thank you for your goodness to us, Lord. Help us in whatever season to be reminded that you're our God, that you love us, and Lord, help us to look to the blessings we've received from you. Please, Lord, help all those who are in a fight right now, some for their lives, and Lord, some trying to help save lives. We just ask that you'd meet with us. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's start with Standing on the Promises this morning. Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises that cannot fail. When the howling storms of doubt and fears assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises that cannot fall. Resting in my Savior as my all in all. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. I'm standing on the promises of God. That's a good start this morning. We're going to next sing Blessed Assurance. Blessed Assurance. All right, Blessed Assurance.
Blessed Assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his Spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of descending, bring from above, echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I and my Savior am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. My last line, praising my Savior.
Good song, Blessed Assurance. And then this one, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. A good one for us to be singing this morning, any time of year. What a Friend We Have in Jesus. We're going to take some time and open our Bibles as we do each Sunday morning and share a passage of Scripture. And I can't help but think about that this is a time of real shaking for our nation, for the whole world. And I've been thinking about a time in our own family's life. It was a few years back where somebody in our family was going through a real time of shaking. I don't know how to say it other than that. And was pointed to this passage of scripture, which I want to read today. And in each of our families, you live long enough and you go through some shaking. And certainly what we're experiencing is a time of real shaking. I want to turn to Hebrews chapter 12. The writer of Hebrews is trying to make an appeal for people to listen to God, to hear from God. I want to read verses 25 through 29 of Hebrews chapter 12. And here's what he wrote. It says, "Be careful that you do not refuse to listen to the one who is speaking. For if the people of Israel did not escape when they refused to listen to Moses, the earthly messenger, we will certainly not escape if we reject the one who speaks to us from heaven. When God spoke from Mount Sinai, his voice shook the earth. But now he makes another promise. Once again, I will shake not only the earth, but the heavens also. This means that all of creation will be shaken and removed so that only unshakable things will remain. Since we are receiving a kingdom that is unshakable, let us be thankful and please God by worshiping him with holy fear and awe. For our God is a devouring fire." So this passage really speaks to the history of God's people when God called them out and set them up as his people, and he spoke to them. You know, when God acts, when he speaks, things happen. The order of things gets shaken. And when Christ came, God's promised Redeemer, it shook things up and continues to do so. Now, this passage also speaks about a prophetic message that can be found in the book of Haggai, chapter 2 and verse 6. And to just give you a little background on that, the people of God had been taken into captivity in Babylon. They were in exile there. They, through the years, had failed to listen to God's voice and had worshipped the gods and goddesses of surrounding peoples. And so they were taken into exile. They were allowed to return to their homeland that had been destroyed by the Babylonian Empire, Jerusalem, the temple, and they were to go back and to rebuild. But we read that they were very prosperous, and they were building fine houses, and life was just doing great. But they had completely forgotten to take care of what God had told them to take care of. And Haggai delivered a message to them and talks about a shaking for them, but also off in the future when God would wrap things up in establishing his rule. Now, when things are shaken in our lives and what we do, what it does do is reveals what is unshakable. In fact, the passage here says this: "This means that all creation will be shaken and removed so that only unshakable things will remain." The things that are unshakable are those things that remain. And what we have from God, in God, and with God are truly what is unshakable. I've shared with you in the past, and when we lived in Dominica in the West Indies, it was a mountainous region. It had been formed long ago by volcanoes erupting from the sea and creating these really rough mountainous islands. One evening, the kids and Deb were asleep, and I was sitting in a chair, and the chair and the whole house began to shake. I grew up in South Florida and had only heard about earthquakes, but I experienced one that night, and boy, I got the family up. We ran outside not knowing what would happen. When things begin to shake, we look for something that is unshakable, and as we said, what we have from God, in him, and with him are truly what is unshakable. You know, if you think about just a matter of 2 weeks ago when we gathered, and there was some talk about what was going on the other side of the world, we at that time really didn't understand that it could be on our doorstep in this way, and so it's here. You know, what we really need to be reminded of is that no matter what happens here in this life, our future is built on a sound and solid foundation that cannot be destroyed. And I want to read here a passage, 1 Peter chapter 1. I found these verses while preparing this little message today. I want to read 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 5. He writes this: "All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is by his great mercy that we have all been born again, because God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Now we live with great expectation, and we have a priceless inheritance, an inheritance that is kept in heaven for you, pure and undefiled, beyond the reach of change and decay." Are you glad for that this morning, to know that your faith, what God has done for you and I and in our lives, is unreachable by pandemic, unreachable by economic calamity, unreachable by war. It is kept safe. And says this: "And through your faith, God is protecting you by his power until you receive this salvation, which is ready to be revealed on the last day for all to see." So we're reminded, no matter what happens here, our future is built on a solid foundation that cannot be destroyed. And you know, it is a reminder to us not to place our ultimate confidence in that which can be and ultimately will be destroyed. I have shared another passage, another verse, and I may speak on it in the weeks ahead here, but I want to read it for you because it just, this to me, jumps right out at me. This is Paul writing to a young pastor by the name of Timothy, and Timothy was ministering to God's people and trying to encourage them. And so Paul instructs Timothy, "Teach these things." I'm going to read this. This is 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17. And it really speaks to where we are today and really where we are every day that we live. Here's what he says: "Teach those who are rich in this world not to be proud and not to trust in their money, which is so unreliable." Boy, that is the truth, and we realize that. Here's what it says: "Their trust should be in God, who richly gives us all we need for our enjoyment." There's a lot to that, and we'll address that maybe in another time. But here's what it encourages us, is to build our lives on Christ and his unshakable kingdom. Here's another passage that is really important in our lives, and Matthew chapter 7. I want to read verses 24 through 27. Jesus had given the Sermon on the Mount, and he's wrapping it up. He had taught a whole lot about the kingdom, about those things which are truly important. As we said, you know, in times of shaking, what remains unshakable are those things that we really ought to set our hearts and minds on. Here's what Jesus said, Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27. "Anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise, like a person who builds a house on solid rock. Though the rain comes in torrents and the floodwaters rise and the winds beat against the house, it won't collapse because it is built on bedrock. But anyone who hears my teaching and doesn't obey it is foolish, like a person who builds a house on sand. When the rains and floods come and the winds beat against that house, it will collapse with a mighty crash." You know, from this illustration that Jesus gave, that he spoke about, there's one thing that is evident throughout the whole story, and that is rains and storms and floods will come, both to those who are wise and those who are unwise, those who pay attention to Christ, to the kingdom of God, and those who don't. We don't get a pass from trouble and trials in this world just because we have our faith in Christ. But it's the key here is that we have some unshakable promises from God regarding what lies beyond this life, and also the hope and the comfort that we have in this life. And so here is the encouragement today, and that is to build our lives on Christ and his unshakable kingdom. And going back to our passage in Hebrews 12, just to wrap this up this morning, Hebrews chapter 12, and verse 28 says this, "Since we are receiving a kingdom that is unshakable, let us be thankful and please God by worshiping him with holy fear and awe." So what can we do? You know, the thing about fear and worry is that it kind of fills up the whole screen in our lives. If we think about it, the uncertainty, which I think that this particular event has created so much uncertainty, and that fear that rises up concerning the future can create panic. And that panic creates some rational actions and some irrational actions. Anybody seen irrational actions? You know, I'm just amazed that toilet paper has just been the issue, and bottled water, as if municipalities are no longer going to be bottling water and wells are going to run dry. So we recognize just in our humanity that fear often creates panic, and so we recognize that. But by paying attention to the will of God, it can take that worry. Doesn't mean we aren't concerned. It doesn't mean we fail to use common sense measures. It doesn't mean that we take a realistic approach to what's going on. But we are told to trust God, and when we seek to do his will, to be thankful and to try to please him by worshiping him, that competes with that worry in our lives, and that is so important. And that's the message that I wanted to share with you this morning. And I know that we've been in the past talking about spiritual gifts, and at some point we'll pick up and work on that. There's a lot to talk about regarding the spiritual gifts. Let me just, before we sing another couple songs, put this out. This is going out on the church website. But if anybody needs assistance, food, medicine to be picked up, or just somebody to talk to, we have asked some of the people in the congregation to reach out and to contact others in the congregation. If you've not heard from somebody in our congregation, you most likely will be in the days ahead. If you have not, and there's something that we can help you with, you can call me. My number, 772-260-9737. If you've been contacted by somebody, then give them a call and let them know. And we've got some folks who are willing to be a help. And just as we said last week and continue to say, trust God through this. You know, use common sense measures, what the health officials are recommending. It just makes good sense. And let us love one another and be a light for him, no matter what happens here in our world. Amen to that? All right. Well, this is amen or two. I told Ed and Connie this morning I was preaching to the choir. They're up here behind me. Yeah. So. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus.
'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus and to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise and to know the saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust you, how Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust you more. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust his cleansing blood, Jesus, Jesus, how I trust you, how I've proved you o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Jesus, Savior, friend, and I know that thou art with me, will be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust you, how I've proved you o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, to trust you more. Oh, for grace to trust you more.
Amen. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. One last song this morning, In His Time, and then Connie will come and close our time together in prayer. All right? In His Time.
Father God, we just thank you for this time that we can come together in your house. Even though our family, church family, Lord, is unable to join us, we just thank you that we're able to come and still share praises to you and share your word, Lord, online. We just pray for those out there that are listening, Lord, that their hearts would be uplifted and that you would just comfort them, Lord, in any way that they need to be comforted. We just ask you, God, to help those that are sick and hurting, and we just know, Lord, that you're there beside them. As you said, you would be with us and never leave us. And we know, God, that there's so many that need to hear this word today, and may it be just a comfort to them. And, Lord, let us help where we can, in any way we can, God, and just let people know that there's someone there for them, that they're not alone in this, and they can reach out. We just ask, Lord, that you would just guide us and direct us this week and in the coming days, Lord, that we would all stay healthy and well, and that, Lord, that anything we can do for others, that we're able to do it, and just bless and keep each and every one. And we thank you, Lord, for your love and your mercy and your grace always. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen.
God bless you.